100. I know we're old. Hi, Radio Project.
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron with an A. Hi, Eric. Oh, I didn't hear you, Eric. You broke up. Hi, Grammy.
In the 5K.
Oh, you're in the Matrix.
I'm at my brother and sister-in-law's
house. There you
by
are.
The way.
Now you're better. Yeah, yeah. You're babysitting animals, huh? Well, you're.
Yep, till Wednesday.
Nice. Hi, Tuttles.
Hey, Tuttles. Hi, I'm Michael Scott.
Hi, Michael. Welcome.
Hopefully we get a full house in this 400th episode.
I know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States of America. All the way from Studio 1 in Vancouver, Washington, to Studio 3 in Georgia, back to Studio 2 in Colorado. Welcome, everybody. Good to see ya. Welcome to the show. Grammy, are you going to call in? Show number 400.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. There she
okay.
is.
Grammy's called in. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Dark Bear.
Hi, Grammy. Hi, Dark Bear.
Oh, you got a Grammy growl this morning. Nice.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. A.
Good morning, Mr. A. Yay. Dark
Mr.
Bear.
You guys got everybody.
See everybody.
Today.
Thank you for joining us for our 400th. Show number 400. Mm-hmm. Man, unbelievable.
Yeah, goodness.
Yeah, that 400, hey, that's something. I mean,
it's amazing.
It is. Who would have thought?
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Yeah.
Back on that cold.
Hi, Chris. I'm Nice to
back
see you.
Back on that cold April morning on the 30th. Who thought that would start off the ball rolling? Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you yeah. so much.
Oh,
man,
yes.
what fun. What a, yeah. Give ourselves a cheer. Yeah.
Yay. Yay for everybody who's been here to support us. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
You're
had
huge,
some people on had some
yes.
had some people on TikTok saying
Hi,
that they
John.
Were going to try to swing by. That'd be great. Hi, John.
Oh, good.
But it's yes. a good time. Good time. 400. You know, that just goes to show you. You know, if you just start doing something you're having fun at, and you just get going,
time flies.
Time just flies. Time
really
just
does.
Absolutely flies
Thank
by.
You, John.
Yeah. Because it was yes. it was fun. I listened to that first show. I've never really gone back and listened to it completely through.
Okay.
And I listened to it completely through, and I'm just going, oh, my gosh. You know,
we've come a long way.
What a bunch of puppies. You know, and I was and, you know, I did it through my telephone. I did it through my phone app and, you know, with my earbuds, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
was,
my
it
God!
Was hilarious. It was
I haven't
hilarious.
Had the nerve to listen to it yet.
Oh, you should. You should
I
listen.
Will.
To it.
I will.
It's
it would
fun.
Probably be encouraging.
It is. It's fun because we get to hear how we were. Thanks, Eric. We get to hear how we were on the at
you,
the
Aaron.
Very beginning. You know, and it was funny. We do oh, not yeah. sound the same. We do not sound like the same people. We do. Not.
No, you growed it up.
You growed it.
Up.
Yeah,
up.
You growed it up.
Yeah, I didn't know how to. I didn't know how to publish shows because I hadn't published. That was the actually that was the first show I published too. Was that one? You know, because we did a couple of practice runs. I did. I did a couple of practice runs beforehand. That's when Eric called in, and Eric uh-huh. and Ollie they called in.
Ollie Harris, yes, I remember Ollie him. Harris.
Yeah, remember him? And, you know, I talked a little bit with them, and it was like, I don't know how I'm going to do.
Well, and then, like, the Frenzetology from Dreadnought 928 all the way to here, like, from the very beginning, J-Baby, Jess Duck, Mr. T, and Tony, for sure. And then I know we've gained, hundreds, and if not me, thousands of listeners all the way. And then I know you've been there too, Dina, along with Brent.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dina Joe was drudging through the mud looking for me.
Where is he, old man?
Yeah, yeah. And Ralph is another name that's been loyal to you since the very beginning, too.
Yeah.
Ralph was a Dreadnought 928 guy, too. I mean, he was.
Yes.
He was listening to us, yeah. Yeah, Ralph was always amazed. He was always saying, man, you guys have such a good show. You know, you're a father and a son? Yep, father and son. Oh, wow, you know. Yeah. This is Ralph Williams. Yeah, I just called in to say I like your guys' show. And then plus Ralph has been with the Old Man's Podcast ever since, man. Yeah. Old Ralph. Ralph is
he's a good guy.
He is. He just got a special place in our heart here on this show because he has been one of the most faithful and supportive people that I've known. I mean, he promotes our show more than anybody I've ever known. Hello, Gray. Good times. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We're going to kick this thing off. We're going to get this show going with Aaron and his sports report because it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. So, Aaron, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Who let the dogs out?
Dina.
The Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Aaron presents the A-Dog Sports Report. Starting right.
Congratulations on 400 episodes, guys.
Hey, thanks, Aaron. Hey. I wanted to thank you for joining this circus right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aaron with his Monday sports report. He is now part of the little crew here, and it's we've been having fun ever since. So, Aaron, man, what a weekend of sports. What caught your eye and what's going on, man?
Well, I saw the college football playoff rankings. Nothing much changed.
I do, John.
Georgia number one, Alabama number two, or Ohio State replaced Michigan State at number four.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's at number three?
Oregon.
Ah, how could they be? Didn't they lose? Oregon.
They're nine and one, so.
The Ducks lost. Yeah, but they lost to Utah. They lost to the Utes. And I almost called you up and said, see, I'm telling you, them being ranked that high is a fluke. Anyway, go ahead, my friend. I'm sorry.
Then the first game I watched this past Monday was the Monday night game between the 49ers and the Rams, and the 49ers beat the Rams pretty bad.
Really?
31-10.
Oh, my goodness. Man, that is a trashy.
And I've been listening to Chicago Bulls basketball over the week. I asked my Echo Dot speaker what the radio station is for the Chicago Bulls, and it's 670 The Score, and I've listened to four of their games this week.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Is Michael Jordan back? No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's the reason why I changed my profile picture to that, because I've just been listening to Bulls basketball.
Oh, okay.
That's one of those only Chicago Bulls pictures I had, so.
Well, that's a good picture. Yeah, I like the Bulls. Yeah, I know. I like the Bulls. Always. Well, I don't know if I like them now, but back when I was
watching.
I liked
them with Michael Jordan.
I did, too.
Back in the old time, I liked them
with Michael Jordan, yeah. Though they weren't my favorite team. I was a Phoenix Suns fan, you know.
It was just good player.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Thursday Night Football, I watched between the Patriots and the Falcons, and the Falcons laid a big fat goose egg. Okay. They did not score a single point.
Is that right? Wow.
25-0.
Man.
Oh, ooh.
That is a big fat zero.
Yeah, and then I've also watched the MLS Cup playoffs over the weekend, the soccer playoffs.
Uh-huh. How's that going?
The Philadelphia Union and the Red Bulls, they went to a second extra period, and the Philadelphia Union literally scored on the last minute of, like, extra time to advance. Mm-hmm. Like, in the 123rd minute or something like that at extra time. And then Sporting Kansas City beat Vancouver 3-1. New York City FC beat Atlanta Union 2-0. And then Portland beat Minnesota 3-1.
Okay. Portland's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, but they – Portland has to play my Colorado Rapids, though, later in the conference semifinals. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, so did you watch any hockey? Did you watch any hockey?
No, I want to, like, try to catch up a little bit on it.
Well, your Avalanche,
they beat the Kraken
earlier last week. So I was a little depressed by there, but but the Kraken came back yesterday and just put a can of whoop butt
on who?
Who was it? The Washington
Capitals.
Capitals whooped them.
I did see one game this year when Alexander Ovechkin passed one person for, I think it was the fifth all time on the, like, most goals scored in a career list or something like that. And I think it was against the New York Rangers, I believe.
What was that guy's name?
Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah. The guy that's on the,
all time scoring list.
Yes. He scored last night too. And it was good seeing the old guy score.
Yeah,
it was good seeing him score, you know, because
but I'm saying he has a long way to go to catch Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah,
Way to go.
And he's an old guy too. They showed him. I'm going, oh my gosh, that's an old guy. We just got done finished watching that movie Slapstick, Slapshot with Paul Newman, and he looked like the Paul Newman character in that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that was an exciting game. So
yeah, nice. Speaking of exciting, I watched a very exciting Sunday night football game between the Chargers and the Steelers last night. The Steelers were down by like 17 points in the third quarter. They come back, they take the lead like 37-34, and then the Chargers score the game-winning touchdown to win 41-37.
Man.
It was something else, man.
Well, it was a good week, a good weekend for sports. That's what it was.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't wait to watch more of the MLS Cup playoffs, and hopefully my Rapids can win and get to the conference finals.
Okay.
Because I know they're the number one seed, so I hope – and I really hope they don't have a turkey hangover on Thanksgiving.
All right, Aaron. Well, listen, thanks for the update. Thanks for the support. And thanks for joining the team and being part of this podcast. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
There he is, the A-Dog Sports Report with Aaron. Thanks, Aaron.
Appreciate you. Love you, Aaron. Talk to you later.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's just fun. 400 shows, and we're having another special Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy this Wednesday. That's become a regular of the show. I forgot how many of those we've done. We must have done about a dozen of those now, I'm thinking.
I don't know.
There's in the archives.
Yeah, I can go back and look. It's a fan favorite of everybody's, and that show is going to go on Wednesday. Dina, Joe, and Grammy are taking over. Me and Eric are going to be at the controls. So be sure to tune in for that. Everything Thanksgiving show. It'll be a lot of fun. But, go ahead, Eric.
And I think with that Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy show, hopefully Slightly's other half, Big Sexy, will be there for that one. And I've already shot off an email to Pert. We letting him know that me and him and Slightly have got to convince Big Sexy to be there for that. And hopefully Shonda's going to be there. And hopefully a few other friends like Tuttles and many other people. And if anybody's got good recipe ideas or pictures they would like to share with us, they can email it to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. With Thanksgiving this Thursday, because we might even feature them on Wednesday's show, and We might even feature them on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And that could also be more meal ideas for Christmas, too.
Yes, exactly. Sir. Any shortcuts.
And I know y'all are going to touch on leftovers, too.
Leftovers and shortcuts. We would like some hints. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and like other recipe alternatives, like, because I think one of them had like a green bean casserole recipe instead of using cream mushroom soup. I think they use something different.
They used the cheddar one.
The cheddar one.
It was shells.
Yeah, especially if you have, I think it was shells. Yeah.
Yes.
Especially if you got kids who are like picky eaters.
She said they always eat it and there is no leftovers. She said it's really good. And the only difference is the cheddar cheese instead of the cream and mushroom. That's all she said, but they do act different. So yeah.
That is a little different. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. So Eric, tune in
Wednesday.
Eric, let me ask you a question. So we got 400 shows under our belt. What, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but how have you grown in the span of these 400 shows as far as podcasts and all that?
Well, I mean, I know we've managed, it's helped like build relationships with people. And this is kind of like putting my foot in the water to get an idea of like how media works, but I know getting into like bigger media entities, like if you've ever dreamt of working in that, we know that's not an easy profession to work in, but welcome Shonda. Building up, you know, like a meaningful relationship with your audience, valuing it very deeply
Well, I've noticed that.
And then show that you're willing to listen.
Yes. I've noticed, too, that since you started with us 400, since you hooked up with us 400 episodes ago, that now you're really more active in other podcasts, too.
Yeah, and I think
Here at the Old Man's Podcast with Dean, Joe, and Eric, the Slightly Serious Show, the John DeVito Show, and the It's Doomsday Podcast. and then when Cummings' Culture was active and... You know, even people like Mike Tambay and the Ralph William podcast, and when Crax did the Talking Corner, which became Exotics Radio, but I know she's kind of been on a hiatus for a while, but hopefully she comes back soon to visit us and produce new episodes.
But what I see in you, Eric, is you've grown in confidence.
Yes.
You're comfortable now within yourself, and you've got a great present. You present yourself really well, because I do go in and listen to you on these other shows. And, I just wanted to tell you that, I've seen marvelous growth in you as a person, as a human being, as a young man. And, I gotta tell you, Eric, I am so thankful that you called in on that very first test show. And, I just love it that you're a part of this podcast, and you always will be. You're a big part. You're one of the legs on this three-legged stool here, and I just think you've grown and you do a great job, man. So thank you very much.
Besides being a co-host on this show and other shows, and being like even a frequent panelist, I've even grown in my producer role of like helping other shows like research like good guest ideas for interviews. Some of them have been successful, and then some of them are still a work in progress.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because
that's how you learn.
Yeah.
You know, and I think podcasting is a great information tool. Because I know that in a way we're spreading a truthful message throughout the world that would otherwise be filtered in traditional mainstream media.
Exactly. Exactly. So Dina Joe, let me switch to you.
Yes.
what has this done, and how have you grown in the last 400 shows?
It's done a lot for me. It's helped me with my confidence for sure. Speaking, learning to learn how to talk, but it's helping me. So, and I've gained a lot of really great friends here. I enjoy waking up and spending time with everybody in the morning. And Aw, thanks, Gray.
DeGray is so
sweet. Oh, DeGray.
Good morning, crazy lady.
Aw, the only crazy lady. Aw, you're so sweet. Anyway, yeah, it really has helped me from being, you know, kind of behind the scenes all the time and not, I mean, in my house and doing things and being told certain things when you're growing up and just being able to speak my mind, even when I'm joking around and I just laugh at I'm able to laugh at myself a lot more and not put myself down. And I have made so many great friends, especially Tom and Grammy are like family, and Eric. It's just great. So I'm blessed beyond measure to know that I can come here 5 days out of the week and start my day with everybody.
Yeah, I think the highlight of the whole 400 shows was when we showed up at your doorstep.
That was fun.
And it was like, you know, we got to go see her face to face. We got to go look at her in the eyes. And went and visited you and your family for that weekend. That was great.
And we definitely have Lewis to thank for helping arrange that.
Yes. Lewis was a big part of that. That was a big part of that. So, so Grammy, I know that, you know, Grammy is kind of the, she told me from the get-go when I started this thing up, because she was a frequent guest in Dreadnought too. And so I started this podcast by her prodding. I mean, she said, do it, you know? And, and then, you know, so I go, well, what about, I need a co-host. She goes, nope.
I remember when he asked me, Grammy said no.
Yeah. And she said no. So, yeah. So do you remember when I asked you to be co-host, Dina Jo?
Yeah, because you told me Grammy said no. Because I said, well, what about Grammy? She said no. I didn't remember you saying that. So it was funny.
What's funny was this, I do not recall that you were hesitant at all. I don't recall you saying, well, let me think about it. Or...
No, I wasn't, because I needed it. Because I already was starting a relationship with you, and I loved the morning time with Dreadnought. And so, I didn't have a second thought about it.
Yeah, I noticed that when we started, we had no, we had no preconceived idea what was going to happen. We just started talking. That first
shot
show
from the hip.
Yeah, we shot from the hip.
It was fate.
That first show, you and I just started talking, and it was kind of rough because we're both trying to get used to hearing our own voices. Because it's
it was really hard.
Yeah, it's hard when you never hear yourself talk for the one. You don't hear yourself talk, and then when you do, it's like I sound like that, And then we're going and we're just going along. And there was just something there. There was a real chemistry, a real click, something that was birthed, and it just took place. And we were having fun. And that's what it is. See, we just decided that we were going to have fun. We just decided that we were going to have fun. And I'll see you. Okay, so I'll see you tomorrow, okay? And you go, okay, see you tomorrow. Eric, I'll see you tomorrow, okay? We'll see you tomorrow. And it just started happening.
You're welcome.
It just started happening Monday through Friday, and there you go. And, the chemistry was something. The chemistry was something, and it clicked, and it just took off. And then Eric started doing what he does best. He just started getting the word out, and then it just took off.
Fell into place.
It just took off. Yeah. But, after 400 shows, I got to say that it might sound a little conceited, but I'm proud of ourselves because we have stuck to our mission.
We've stuck
to our vision, and we've stuck to our mission of just having fun and leaving all the seriousness to our our other podcast friends, to the Ralph Williams and the DeGrays and the Mr. John DeVito's and those guys. Yeah, we let all the seriousness stay there, and we were going to keep it light. We were going to keep it light and fun. And I like what Ralph always says on his show, because Ralph is a big proponent of ours, and he pushes us all the time. And he says, I like the Old Man's Podcast show because you guys coming into my show and I get you all fired up and get you mad, and then he brings you down. He calms you down. And cools you off and sends you out to the day. So, yeah. So, Grammy, I mean, I've noticed that because you were in on that first show, too. Mm-hmm. On that very first show. You called in. And you and Dina Joe, you guys clicked right away. You guys had talked a little bit before, but yeah, because of Dreadnought. But yeah, you right. guys did just click. You guys did click. So Grammy, what has this done for you as far as growing as a person? And has it helped you? I mean, you seem more outgoing and
I was always outgoing.
Being comfortable on it. Yeah, but you sound a lot more comfortable hearing yourself, especially with the cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy.
Because that's my time.
I mean, I remember when we started that. When we started that, and Dina Joe was, you know, she was ready to go, and she was excited about doing it with you, and you were kind of like, I don't know if I can talk that long, you know.
We both help each other out.
Yes, we do. It's been fun. I've grown a lot. I've gotten a lot more comfortable with, as you were expressing, hearing myself talk. Because it's like, oh. But then I realized Grammy's been around a while, so I got a lot to talk about. And I don't mind sharing because I'm happy with life and I love people and it's just doing great. And to be able to share my love through my talking and it's just great. Makes me feel so good. I feel so blessed about it. And thank you for following through, old man, because I know it was a struggle for you in the beginning. And it was like, I remember I kept telling you, get what you need and do your own. And quit moping around and following me all around the house.
Me, I love it. Figure it out.
And that was the hard part, was trying to figure out what I needed. Because like I said, all I had was my phone. I didn't know. But I will say that's what I like about Podbean. Podbean does make it easy for you to have a podcast. If you want one and you got the phone app on your phone, bam, you got all you need to do a podcast. You got all you need because they have that little you got the little buttons on your app. I don't know what – I haven't looked at that in such a long time. I don't know what it is. But you can do a podcast with your phone. And, I didn't know what I needed. I was looking for equipment. I thought, what do I need? And what's this interface thing they're talking about? How does that work? Blah, blah, blah. I actually contacted a friend of mine who has a sound – kind of a little sound system business, him and his brother, called the Sound Bros in – Prescott or in Chino Valley, Arizona, the Sound Bros. I said, man, what do I need? What do I need? And he goes, here, buy this. I'll send you the link and you can buy this. So I bought a little kit and bam, put it together and it worked. And I was still kind of going, man, what do I need? Cause I see pictures of everybody's big old studios, you know, not thinking that's because those guys are doing music. They're not just doing a podcast. And it wasn't until about two, three weeks ago, I come across a YouTube and the guy goes, and it was like, this is what you need for a podcast. And he goes, you need a good mic. You need a good set of a good headset. You need an audio interchange and you're set. You're ready to go. And I went, what? Then you mean I don't need to buy any more equipment? No. Yay.
Thanks for coming, Mike.
So I was so happy about that. But yeah, good times, fun times, and I tell you what, man, it has been just a blast. And I look in the chat room, like right now, all our good friends and that in the chat room, and then, but like Eric said, you know, look, Mr. T's been with us since Dreadnought, Jess Duck. I mean, you guys are just unbelievable.
J Baby Ralph, Tony.
I mean, man, oh man, oh man. I mean, this is just fun, and it has just been a total blast. Now, that first show is still up. It is still up, and it's still available for you to look to listen to.
Do you have a number, like what number it is?
No, it doesn't have a number, but it's called Dina Joe Talks About
Pet
Fostering. That's the name of the show. Dina Joe talks about pet fostering. And did you know that that is still one of our top 10 most downloaded shows?
Wow.
That is still, that is number, I believe it's number 7 or 6 on our top downloaded shows is that show. It's still one of our top 10 most downloaded all-time shows. Yeah.
Welcome.
And it's interesting. Oh, you know, and I think, I can't remember what our most downloaded show is. Number 275, I believe it is. Friday, the gate. I think it's the title is Friday, the Gateway to the Weekend. I think that's the name of it. But that's our number one most downloaded show. It's incredible. Incredible. Good times. It's good times. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, and I think like other memorable shows like the July 6th, the birthday shows, you know, and then the October 8th birthday shows. And then there was the one show that even J Baby and Homeboy swore that you dropped the F-bomb. And then last year on Christmas Eve when Jess told in that those were awesome shows, and along with the Cooking with Dina Joe and Grammy shows.
Yeah,
that was something. That was so funny.
That was the gingerbread day.
I can't remember the name of that show either, where they said I dropped the F-bomb. But we dug around. Me and Grammy.
Hey, word spread around Podbean on that one.
Grammy and I listened to that. We must have listened to that show five times trying to hear it. And it's like, no. And then she goes, there it is, right there, there it is. No. And then we play it back. No, that's not. No. There it is. You know, and we listened and finally came back. And I think to tell you the truth, I think J Baby and Homeboy, they still have a good day.
Have a good day,
Dark Bear. They still think I dropped the bomb on him, but no, I don't think so. Mike Tampa Bay says he thinks that number is number 327. I'd have to look. I think that number seems a little high. That number seems a little high to me.
Hi, Tron Cat.
Hi, Tron Cat.
Meow. So glad to see you. He's like, oh my gosh.
Who let the cats out? But listen, as a program note, I wanted to remind everybody that this is a short week for us. We're going to have a show today, tomorrow, and then the Cooking with Dina Joe and Grammy on Wednesday. And then we're off for the following 4 days. We're going to be there's not going to be any live podcasts. We're not going to put anything out there. So that's a good time if you want. If you need something to listen to, you can download our shows and listen to some of the older shows on the 4 days that we're not going to do a show. And you say, well, where can we find these shows at? Where can we find these shows? Well, I tell you what, you can find them on Podbeam. You can find them on Spotify and WESN doesn't have they don't have a archive. You got Apple Podcasts. You've got Apple Podcasts. We got like 13, 14 other ones that you can do. You got Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You got Stitcher, iHeartRadio. You got TuneIn. You got Listen Notes, Linkin, Deezer, Podcast Addict. You got Player FM,
Pod
Purchaser, Tumblr. Oh, man. I mean, I was busy. I got it out there. Yeah. You can go to our webpage and download and listen to shows there. And you can go to Good Pods on Twitter. You can go to Good Pods and find us there. I mean, we're everywhere. We're everywhere. You can't get rid of us. we're like a bad rash. We're always
maybe
there.
You're a bad rat.
Really?
Gosh.
Yes. Well, I'm just trying to, I was just getting ready to type it, but now that there's a break, I won't have to. Good luck on your endeavor, Tron Cat. He says he's getting ready to start building a home from the bottom up.
Oh, wow. I sold two cars. I remember yes. you were saying you had the cars and you were selling them because you and your wife wanted to buy a house. Yes. But you're doing it from the ground. Good for you. You get
that,
it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
He had some nice cars, too, the two cars he's talking about. He had those nice cars. Yeah, you know, building a home from ground up, man, that's going to be so nice because you can put it the way you want it, make it, design it the way you want it, you know, and just have fun with it. Have fun with the process. Be a homeowner like when we had.
Hi, Enzo, 90, welcome.
In 1977, we had a house built, me and the kids' first mom.
The kids' mom, your first wife.
Yeah. No, their first mom. Their first mom. When we had that house built, I was a pain in the butt to the contractors because I was always out there. I was out there with the blueprints looking. All right, what are you doing out here? Let's see what's going on. Being the inspector that I am, you know. That was early in my inspection year. So, yeah, be a pain in their butt. It's your house. You're paying for it. Go out there with your drawings, whether you know how to read blueprints on a house or not. Just go out there and then just stand there and stare. Look at the prints. Look at the prints. And everybody going, what's going on? Who's that? That's the owner of the house. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. No, enjoy the process. Enjoy the process and enjoy your house, man. That's so great.
Yes.
Hey, do you have any projection on when Troncat, when you think it's going to be done? Or what are you shooting for? What kind of time frame are you shooting for? See if he says. Is he still here? Oh, He got bumped off.
Uh-oh.
He'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Hopefully he'll be back.
Hey, he's listening. Anyway, good times. Good times. Hey, I saw this quote I wanted to share with everybody. It says here, when it comes to life, it says, learn to sit back and observe. Learn to sit back and observe. Not everything needs a reaction.
September, he says.
September. Oh, perfect. That'd be
welcome
perfect.
Welcome back, Mr. A.
You know, not everything. Yes. Not everything requires us to be reaction. You know, a reaction from us. We do not have to be reaction. Reactive. What's that word? Reactionary. I don't know.
Right. That's something.
But we don't have to be. Yeah. I mean, sometimes we need to learn to just sit back and observe. You know, we don't need to react to everything. And that's kind of how we've become as a people. We always got to react. We got to react to everything. You know, we hear something, we got to react to it. We see something, we got to react to it. You know, somebody says something, we got to react to it. No, we don't. No, you don't. You do not need to react to everything. And we need to learn to sit back and just observe for a while.
Hi, Peter.
You know, just observe. Just observe.
Welcome, Peter.
Just observe. You know, or just observe what's going on around you. Well, just observe what's going on in life, you know.
Yeah, Troncat's saying that he has the foundation and frame up.
Nice.
Awesome. So, hey.
That's a big part of it right there. Once you get that foundation done and you get it going.
Yeah.
Seven bed, five bath. So, me and Grammy and everybody, the whole kids. Group.
Hey, we're gonna go help him celebrate.
Yeah. Where's your house? Yeah, where's your house gonna be at, Troncat?
He's in Colorado.
Colorado. Oh.
We're talking a hot.
Pueblo. That's not far from Colorado Springs.
Pueblo.
No, not at all.
Oh. Is it?
It's Pueblo
or a different part of the state?
So no, it's not far from Colorado Springs at all. It's grown so much. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How far are you from Denver? How far away from Denver? 40 minutes?
It's 40 minutes from Colorado Springs, correct? So then add another, because here to Colorado Springs is about 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So a little over an hour to Denver.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only reason I'm asking is because we're in the talking stages, having a big birthday bash in July in Dina Joe's house.
Oh,
A weekend. We're kind of talking. Man Cave, welcome, buddy.
There's
another guy that's been really a good supporter and turns it.
Oh, Manitou Springs, the only crazy lady, is so cool. It's beautiful. Ah. One of my favorite places to visit. It's beautiful.
My ex went to Muskai School.
And,
I think Sean and Shayna live in Colorado, too, from Everything Swallow. And, I know Jess Duck and Jay Baby are also near Denver, where, not far from where you are either, Dina, which I'm aware of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think Jess is closest to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So we need to get that going. We need to.
That's awesome.
And I know you've definitely met Jay Baby, and I would presume you've probably met Jess in person if you haven't already.
No. Nope.
Oh yeah, yeah. Me or
Jay? Dina Joy.
I have. Yeah, I first met Jess when I met her in the parking lot to give her a bag of pinto beans.
What?
Because COVID had started, and we both it was on Dreadnought. We were talking about ham hocks and pinto beans, and we couldn't find any. And she was like, "Oh my gosh, my kids were like, oh, we're not going to have any this year." And all of a sudden, I went into this one store and they had some. So I bought one for me and one for her. And so then we met, and I gave her some beans in the parking lot.
And you've been the bean lady ever since.
I guess so.
That's so funny.
That's great.
Well, let's see. I think Troncat's going to try to call in. There he is, Troncat. What's happening, buddy? Can you hear us?
Sounds like he's trying.
Can you hear us, Troncat? Yeah, that's it. We can hear you.
I can.
What's going on? Good. How are you, man? Are you driving? You must be driving.
Yes. Oh. Pull over. We don't want you to run off the road.
We're not hearing you at all, buddy. We're not hearing you at all.
Unless the signal's going in and out.
Yeah. Went down once for a couple of days and we went to Pikes Peak. I'd like to go to Pikes Peak. Yeah, we can't hear you, Troncat. Must have lost
it. Is that better?
Yep.
There you go. We can hear you now.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Yes, we're doing good.
How are you doing?
I've been busy. I've been super busy. I'm doing this thing by myself, so it's going to take some time, but I'll get it done.
Good for you.
Are you building it by yourself?
Yeah, from scratch. I'm not going to hire nobody. I sold the two cars. I got a nice little chunk, so I'm going to build it.
Well, I commend you, buddy. That's great.
Oh, yes.
So you're definitely going to have it the way you want it. That's good.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, man. Well,
so is the family excited?
They are. They're more excited than me. I'm doing all the work, so they're trying to tell me where they want bedrooms and bathrooms and what's facing west and east, and I just – it's going to get built the way I want it.
There you go.
Right?
That's awesome.
The guy with the hammer is the guy in charge.
Yeah, I'm trying.
There you go.
I'm trying to set the east side of the house on the north side of the state. So I'm gonna have to switch everything. Yeah. So the way the plan is, I'm doing everything backwards from my blueprint because it's not the way I want it to face. Because I'm considering like the sun coming up and going down and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't, sure. The weather, the way it's going to come, snow or rain.
The wind.
So.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yep. All of it. So
that's how you do it. Take all that
you
stuff.
You don't have to deal with those elements, if you build it the right way. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I sold both cars for 1.2, and then my house is all about 700. So I'm going to have it. It's going to be nice. I'm going to sell it in probably 50 good. Years.
Good for you.
I'm impressed and proud of you, man. That is great.
Yeah, you had your mindset on something and you did it.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And continuing.
I've always been that way.
That's
well,
good.
There you go, my man. Goodness. There you go. That is some fantastic news right there, buddy.
Yes, okay, it is. Yeah,
thank you.
What you need to do is, if you can, and if you don't mind, when you get more of it done and that, just fire us off some pictures into our Facebook page so we can see how the work is progressing along. Because that's fantastic stuff. That's exciting stuff, you know? I mean,
oh, it is.
Good times. Good times, man. And but please do be careful.
It's just a lot of work. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Be careful. We don't want you to get hurt, but be, you know, but enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
So have you done this kind of work before, carpentry work?
I have. Yes, I have before. I did some construction work in like 97 to 2000, so
I built 2319.
Well, there you go.
Good.
Yeah, that gave me a leg up on everything I wanted to do. So I've been building it for the last year and a half in my head, and now I finally got a guy that got me blueprints and printed up. But like I said, I gotta turn the house, so everything's gonna stay the same as the blueprint. I just gotta turn my angle that way it's facing the way I want.
Yeah. So is it going to be a two-story or?
It's a two-story with a basement.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds nice. Well, I guess with seven bedrooms, you have to.
I got about 3,700 square foot.
Whoa.
And then I'm sitting on about 3.5 acres.
Oh, man. Perfect.
Ooh. Are we talking perfect. Animals? Like
maybe
horses and cows?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm thinking more about goats and ducks.
Oh, okay. The simp. Oh, those that can pretty much take care of themselves, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I figure the goats will take care of the property.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's true. And then the ducks. I mean, from what I learned about them, they do migrate, but they'll come back as well to where their nesting is. So.
Yes. Oh my goodness! It sounds wonderful.
It's gonna take some time. Oh yeah, it's amazing. It's just gonna take a lot of time. I'm doing it by myself, so I don't see the point in hiring someone that can't even, you know, take care of their own stuff, because I've ran into some characters out here as far as construction guys go, man. I just feel like it'd be easier to do it myself. It might take longer, but whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
that sounds great, man. That's a good plan.
Yes,
that's a good plan. And you know, just keep moving forward.
I am. Yep, absolutely. Right. I'm actually going to an auction this Thanksgiving. I'm not even celebrating Thanksgiving. I'm going to Mecum Auto Auction.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Oh, right. Well, you got flip some more cars?
I'm gonna try. There's a Japanese built Nissan Skyline that I've been looking at, and I know a lot of people who want them. So if I can flip something like that, I think I'll be pretty well off. I won't have to deal with no cars for a couple of years.
You sound like you're a very business savvy kind of person there, Tron.
Yes.
No, I've got investments. I keep on top of my stuff, man. You can't let anybody take your money when you know.
Nope.
Yeah.
So I know
Tuttles and Mr. T, said something in chat about like with your new house, like, you know, Tuttle's directing the question of you, like, Doomsday Compound.
Doomsday Compound.
I didn't know if y'all saw that in the chat.
We're going to sweep that under the rug for a minute, because if you remember me saying I own about 13 guns now, so.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little armory on the property.
Yeah, it's a little quiet stuff. Okay. You don't get that out. You don't broadcast that stuff.
Yeah. You got toys.
I'm
going
to have a room.
Listen, Tron-Cat, I really appreciate you calling us in,
so nice
in and telling us about
sharing that.
That's some good stuff. Yeah,
I've been super exhausted. I've stopped into a couple shows to say hi, but at the same time, I don't have any time now. Like, I work 12 hours a day.
Yes.
And then I try to spend at least 7 to 8 hours a night working. So I've been getting 5 or 4 hours of sleep. But
okay. Well, take care of yourself.
I got to get it up before the – I got to get the foundation to get – I mean, that's done and the frame is up. Now I got to get the plywood on the sides before this snow comes next week.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, my goodness. Yeah, I saw where you said your plywood was coming. So, like we said, be careful. And, you know, we're rooting for you. We are rooting for you. Yes.
Yeah. Excited. Exciting.
Good job. Thanks, buddy. So much. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. I'll stop by again.
All right.
Give us another.
All right. Take care.
We'll see you around the pod, Bingtron.
Good luck with the car.
Yes.
What an ambitious young man. Go get it, buddy.
Yes, he is.
Want to welcome everybody to our 400th show. We appreciate everybody stopping by. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Give us a follow. We got a couple more targets that now that we've got to our 400th show. The next thing on the gambit is we're shooting for 2,000 followers, and we're shooting to get that 500 mark now when we get done. That's going to be around the beginning or the end of February 2022. We want to try to, we're pushing to get that 2,000 follower mark. So if you're new to the show, hit the follow button and tell all your friends, tell your crews to come in, give us a follow, and help us hit that mark, that 2,000 follower mark.
Mm-hmm. Gonna try to coming
for that. You gotta have goals, you know. You gotta have goals. You gotta have things to shoot for, you know. Which is funny because when we started this, we didn't have any goals at all. We just took off and started doing it.
Sudden, oh, bam. Don't do that! Don't do that, Miss Saucy.
I remember the first time we hit 100 followers, we were beside ourselves. We were thought, oh my gosh, 100 followers. We got 100 followers. You know, that's some good stuff right there. And then when our downloads started, it was like we couldn't believe people were actually downloading our shows and listening to them, you know. But like I said, we didn't have any goals. We just took off doing this.
Okay, much better.
There you go.
Yes.
Just do four.
One for each of us. There you go.
Yeah. She's a little. That's why she's too Miss Saucy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I don't really want to talk about Thanksgiving because I want to leave Thanksgiving for your guys' show on Wednesday. But I will talk about this. Little Ava's just a couple of days away.
Oh, I know. Yes. I know. I can't wait. I know. I because every month I always usually send a package to mom, you know, of clothes and stuff, because that's just me. I'm just Gigi and I buy clothes for her. And other things. And so I have a pile because I haven't sent anything since August. And so I told her mom, I said, look, this is everything I have for her. She goes, oh, I don't need to pack anything. I said, nope, I don't think so. Maybe just some socks and underwear. I don't know. Welcome to you.
Well, see, that makes it easy for her, though.
Yes. So bring an empty bag, you know, whatever little thing she might need. And then, you know, there's a tooth for everything. We got everything.
And you know what you ought to do, Dina Jo, when they come, and then when they get ready to leave, put it all in a box and ship it to them.
Oh, no, she's bringing an empty. She's bringing a, we paid for suitcases for both of them, for both ways. So she'll bring a suitcase and I don't know if she'll put whatever in it and leave it practically empty and then just fill it with everything here. If I had an extra one, I would just do it. Hi, Tony.
Yeah.
One way, you know. But getting the little room with the one that you stayed in. Hi, Shells. and it's I'm putting in a little Christmas tree in there, and I got nice. And I'm decorating it all Christmassy. So we're celebrating Thanksgiving slash Christmas.
Nice, nice. With her, sauces on the phone. Good morning. Hi,
I just had to get on this morning and just tell you guys how much I appreciate you guys.
Old
man, let me just say, you guys, the old man to me is like a dad, right? So if I'm on another show and I'm in there acting silly, cussing, I have to get my composure together before I come to the old man. I have so much respect for him. You know, I turn to sober saucy real quick.
Thank you. Well, we love having you part of our pod people, and we really appreciate you. We just thanks for coming and being a part of the show and being a part of the group.
We're family here.
Love having you.
And I love that I have that certain, you know, respect for the old man. I wouldn't go in his like I'm going in Caltrans like what's up.
Well, see, and that's what we always wanted. We wanted the show to have that kind of a feel where you're walking into the kitchen of a friend's house. You know, you're just coming in and grabbing yourself.
Grammy's on here. I'm really rated PG.
grab a cup of coffee, sit down. Well, we shoot to have that kind of show that you can have on in the morning or whatever, and have your kids out running around, and you don't have to worry about. You know, you don't have to worry about your kids hearing stuff that's not, you know, that's, you don't want their little ears.
Even on Friday nights, you make me chill out, you know?
Well,
that's the whole point.
The old man's on it quick. I need to sober up a little bit.
And we also might see you around over at Laura's, Lady Me's, and Milk Dogs, and we know you have a good time over at those shows.
Yes. I have a good time everywhere, guys, and I thank you for letting me be myself, you know. And knowing, what that shows is that you know when when you go into a job interview, you know how to act. You know when you go into church, you know how to act.
Yes.
You know, not saying that you got different personalities. You just know how to be a person, and that's what I like.
Yeah.
Only sometimes, Eric, I'm going to behave, though. Only sometimes, Eric.
Right.
But I love you guys. Congratulations on your 400.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you. You're
so welcome, guys.
Oh, welcome back, Grammy.
And we'll talk at you again. Thanks, Too Saucy. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
I show her connected.
Oh.
Grammy, are you there? Oh, here she goes. She's okay. She's coming in. Yeah. Let's see. Who is that? I don't even know how to say this name.
She
found me on TikTok, you know, and I'm a little more free political in that on TikTok, you know. I use that as my my safe, you know. And so she sends me a message. She goes, "Is this the old man from the old man's podcast show with Dina, Joe, and Eric?" And I go, "Yes, it is."
I think over on TikTok, I like the one like commentary video you did a few months ago about questioning why are you so angry. Are you natural that way, or is it the media tells you to be angry? I think that's a must watch.
Yeah,
because that should really get people to think.
Yeah, that was one of my earlier ones. Yeah, I don't do too much. All right, John, have a good day, buddy.
I don't do too much,
but go in there and listen to what people have to say and that kind of stuff. And whenever I get too involved, I get banned.
You're not alone.
Yep.
I just noticed the other day, Dina Joe, noticed the other day I tried to post a video. I tried to post a video on Facebook and it wouldn't post. They go, "No, you're not allowed to do any. You can't do any live stuff for 30 some odd days." I went, "What?" And so I guess that goes back to my one gosh darn it, banned I got, where it was I couldn't post anything. Uh-huh. Well, I started to be able to post stuff after 3 days, but I can't do any live stuff because I can go into a live, like I go into Beans and Weenies, but I can't I can't comment or anything because I'm banned from doing anything.
Oh, yeah. You know that. You know all about
I
that.
I keep telling you to be careful or they're going to put you into jail.
And they do.
Bam. And they
yep.
And I always got to go tell Grammy. I always got to go tell Grammy.
Rounding third. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. We did our, Grammy and I did our best. There you go.
Yes, we did.
Now good. That's an interest. There you go.
Oh, goodness. I tell you, old man, I think I might. Oh, I know what I need to do. I need to erase some of this stuff on my phone because I am out of energy. Love to everyone. I will see you all on Wednesday.
Yes.
So take care. No, Grammy loves you. And be good to yourself and everyone else because it does come back.
So, well, I'll tell you what, Grammy. Once you come in here with your don't talk on your phone. Go ahead and hang up. Come in, plug your phone in so you can be in the chat room and put on the headphones.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just saying.
You have grown.
Because we've got about 14 minutes left.
Oh, okay. Well, I will do that because, okay. I'll see you all in a few seconds. Bye.
Yeah. And is Rounding Third. Rounding Third, are you still in here? Are you Rounding Third?
I believe so. Buddy?
Yeah, baby, take it off, man. That's for you, Rounding Third. The Dave Rose Orchestra, The Stripper. You know, what's funny is we saw that. We watched that movie, like I said, Slapshot. That hockey movie with Paul Newman. And mm-hmm. at the end, they're having a big old fight in the hockey game. And the one guy decides he's not going to fight, but he's going to strip. And they started playing Slapshot. They started playing that music and he's stripping on the ice rink. Yeah.
More cowbell.
You know, okay. More cowbell. That's just a funny song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good times.
Well, you know, today is November 22nd, and it is National Go for a Ride Day. Make sure you go for a ride.
Oh, it is?
And while you're going for a ride, and if you have freckles, love your freckles, because it's love also freckles. National Freckles Day. And National Cranberry Relish Day. So you can eat some cranberry relish. It looks like the yummy cranberry stuff you get at Thanksgiving that has pineapple and nuts and all that yummy stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, DJ, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I got something here for Mr. T.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mr. T, this is for you, man.
Oh. Welcome, PBC. Welcome back, Grammy. Mr. A.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize.
Remember, he used to always yell Coolio at me. Coolio! There you go, Mr. T. That's just too funny. Okay, I'm sorry, Nita Joe. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's I'm all playing. I mean, I'm today's around. Today's playing. Only. I know. I can't believe you know how to do all that stuff now. It's crazy. No, those are the only three. Go for a ride. Love your freckles and National Relish Day.
And then I got one for you, Dina Jo.
Fish heads,
there you go. Dina Joe.
That's for Tuttles. He loves that song.
Oh, that's for Tuttles? All right, there you go, Tuttles.
Mr. Tuttles, he loves that.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, that's one thing my knowledge of technology has improved. Yes. It's still nowhere where it should be, and it's still nowhere perfect. But you know, I mean, my knowledge is technology has picked up. I'm doing promo stuff now. We're playing music and all that stuff. So you know, it's all right. You know, it's all right.
So you've grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've grown.
It's good.
I've grown. So I see Grammy's in the house. Grammy's in the house. She's silent. Yeah,
thank you.
But she could talk loud enough to be picked up on the mic.
Oh, I can, huh?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
That's these high quality mics in here in the Studio One. Fun stuff.
Well, where are the songs for Eric and I?
Well, I don't know what you're kind of song. On it? I don't know. You guys haven't really made any requests. I mean,
and we've asked for it, like an entry song for Eric. We still haven't figured that one out.
No. And I've lost Joyce.
Oh, what do you mean you've lost it?
I lost it.
What the heck is wrong with you?
I lost it.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, Dios mío.
Ah, exactly. That one.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it. Let's see. I just don't remember. Let's see. I'm hoping I got. I do. I do have the Cooking with Grammy and with Dina Joe and Grammy song. So I still have that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I just want to make sure. I'm not going to play it now, though. That's for Wednesday. Yeah. Make sure when you come into the Wednesday show with the cooking show, Cooking with Dina Joe and Grammy, that you do eat a little bit before you come in, because I'm almost going to guarantee you when the show's over, you're going to be starving. You're going to be hungry. That's usually
breakfast will probably be some like Krispy Kreme donuts that I got at the racetrack yesterday. I ate me what was left over from yesterday, a McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, which I think for a limited time only are 2 for $4.
I was going to say, weren't they having those on? Wasn't the McMuffin, they were having it on their original price there for a couple of days?
Oh, yes. I'm like, I think they're like 63 cents, but boy, those are going to sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
There'll be lines for that.
Yeah, but why don't they make them like they made them back then? When the ham was a little bit thicker than, you know, just a little slim, thin thing, you know. Yeah.
I know.
I remember when they first came out, man. They were great. Because
If I went anywhere for breakfast, I know like if I didn't get the Egg McMuffin at McDonald's, it would probably be the breakfast burrito. Or if I had enough money to spare, I'd probably get like the hotcake plate.
Yeah,
and their hash browns are really good.
Hi, Welder 287. Sorry, Eric. Yeah.
Welder is Spicoli, by the way. Like, if I go over to Chick-fil-A, their chicken biscuits are really good, and I love their chicken minis too. The McGriddles over at McDonald's at Rounding Third brings up them are pretty good if you really like a sweet breakfast sandwich.
Oh yeah, that does have kind of a maple-y to it.
But I think probably like the best kind of breakfast anywhere it could be like a mom and pop style like diner restaurant that would like cook you like a country breakfast or like the 24-hour diners like your Waffle House or IHOP.
Yeah. I like a good breakfast burrito. I mean, I like a good breakfast sandwich or whatever. This is Dina Joe's entry song.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Colorado, Dina Joe.
Yeah. I can see you. Just, I'm the boss right now. I'm going to take you.
I can see you marching in. But now let me see. If I wasn't mistaken, when I had to dig around and I found the karaoke version of that song. So it's just the music. you know, that's
that's too funny.
Yeah, that was good. That's good. Yeah, I gotta remember that confidence. Yeah, yeah, we need to find an entry song for Eric. Yeah,
yes, we do.
Yeah,
we'll find one.
But if you did breakfast at Denny's, you'd probably have to think about Nannerpuss, like when you go for their All American breakfast.
What is that?
Oh, that was an awesome commercial from like 12 years ago in the Super Bowl. You know, you know, like the little like dancing banana that looked like an octopus. They called him Nannerpuss.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard.
No,
that.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Man, I almost blocked you, Eric. I thought you were saying something bad. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
No, I'll have to check that out. Yeah. I'll have to check that out. Oh, that's there it is right there. Manner. Nanner.
I'm like
Nanner, like banana. Nanner. Oh. There you go. Oh.
I remember it like goes like this. It's Nannerpuss. You can call me Nannerpuss. Nannerpuss. You know what? I like pancakes. Isn't it about time for a real breakfast? Come to Denny's for the All American breakfast.
Oh my gosh! Nice. How funny!
That is hilarious. I'm gonna look that up. That's funny. That is so funny.
Oh,
Rowdy Trees. Rowdy Thurston. Yes, there's his song right there.
That's so funny. I've never.
It probably heard wouldn't be my intro song.
No, we wouldn't want that to be his intro song. But no. Come on. That's funny.
That's too funny. I don't ever remember that. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What?
That's not.
Oh my.
Nannerpuss. Dead Creation Inc. Yeah, it's the banana on the pancakes, Eric.
Yes.
What in the world?
It's spelled Nannerpuss.
Yeah.
That's all. No, this video is crazy, man. It's crazy.
Well, it's
and you're right.
Like
it shows
it.
The banana on a bunch of pancakes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. Man, I'm getting pretty fast at looking up these songs.
Yes, you are. Yay!
Oh, man. That's a... So, Eric, I mean, they must have took that song from that. The song must have been out there and they adapted it to the commercial. I mean, that's all I can figure.
I think it became a viral sensation because, you know, like around Super Bowl time, you know, when we have the next year Super Bowl game, you know, they're going to come out with some great commercials and then...
Oh, Eric, you muted yourself.
You're muted. You're muted, Eric.
Eric, what happened? Oh, you got muted, buddy. Who muted Eric? Eric, you must have muted yourself.
I don't think anybody can mute him.
I can't unmute him either. I tried.
Oh, no. There he is. No,
there he is.
Yep, he's back.
I got interrupted by a phone call. I couldn't take it. I'm going to
Okay.
But
you lost your thought
but,
now.
But then you'll even have commercials that'll be real like earworms, like you can't get it out of your head.
Yes.
Like when the Super Bowl comes, and usually with the Super Bowl commercials, the advertisers are gonna be like shelling out millions of dollars because you're gonna have like so many eyeballs watching the game for them.
Yeah. I'll send you this song, Danny Joe, so you can see it. I'll send you the video.
Oh, of the Nanner?
The Nanner. The Nannerpuss song.
The Nanner?
Yeah.
The Nannerpuss song.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Oh, my so you goodness. Can see what he's talking about. Now, and I'll show it to Grammy so she can see
That's
it.
That's too funny.
It is.
Yeah, I've never heard of a Nannerpuss.
No. It's just exactly like Eric said it was. It's a banana. It's a banana.
Sitting on a banana?
Sitting on a pile of pancakes. Yeah. Hey, well, jeez. Well, you know
that
what?
Went fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing about I've noticed about our show too, is that when it start, it's over, it goes and ends. And one of these days, we're going to spring a 2-hour show on you people.
Yeah.
Just to have the fun. And we don't quite know when it's going to happen. We're just going to, I'm sure me and Dina, Joe and Eric will know. Cause, and then we're just going to spring a 2-hour show on a 2-hour morning show for you. That'd be a lot of fun for us. It'd be a lot of fun to just go.
Thank you, Code 23.
So anyway, another production note is these few shows that we got this week, there's going to be no Today in Music History. We're giving Dina Jo a break from that. So mm-hmm. cause she's got so much to do and get ready for little Ava visiting.
Yes.
And then she's got the cooking show with Grammy on Wednesday. Anyway, thanks, everybody. We appreciate you all coming in and being with us on our 400th show. It's been a blast. We just appreciate all you guys. And we couldn't be where we're at today without all our fans and our followers and all our family members, all our pod people. We couldn't be here without you guys. So just appreciate all of you. Appreciate you all very much. So as always, Eric, you got any podcasts coming on today you want to promote?
Well, you know, coming up today for sure. I know you've got John Gill. He's on right now. And if John DeVito's doing a show today or this week, be on lookout for him and other names like Milk Dog. And also be on lookout in prime time for the Beans and Weenie show, should they be doing a show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And then the Slightly Serious show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And then the It's Doomsday podcast and for those late night pod beaners. And hopefully Ralph might have some shows this week along with DeGray Area and a few other friends. And I know we're back with our Tuesday and Wednesday shows. So hopefully everybody's looking forward to us, you know, getting close to Thanksgiving this week. So make it a good day, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Thanks. And we're just going to have a good time. And there's no way I'd never fire Dina Jo. Granny, you want to yell out some good some words, forward words or something? Oh, here she comes. She's pushing me out of the way. Oh!
Have a great day, pod people. And always know Grammy loves you. And you can love everyone, no matter the difference. But you must love yourself first. Bye.
Woo! Thanks, Grammy. Thanks for those words. Well, it's been 400 shows, and on our 400th show, here it is, a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for making me smile every morning. I appreciate every single one of you so very much. Big hugs and love. Love you guys so much. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you around talking. Bye.
Dina Jo. Oh. I remember when I started that, you know, it was like, what? And then I was like, I'm going to keep doing it until you tell me to stop. And you've never told me to stop. That's one of the highlights of the show, is you and your final word and your Again, thank you, everybody. Hit that follow button. Come back tomorrow for our Tuesday show tomorrow. And then don't forget Wednesday, cooking with Dina Jo and Grammy. Everything
Gina,
Thanksgiving.
Not Gina. Gina's in the chat.
I can't talk. Dina Jo and Grammy. There you go. Yeah, you've had to deal with that for 400 shows, too. All right, our music's done. We're out of here, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great Monday. Do random acts of kindness.
Bye.
Love you. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Later, Gators.